Peter, the Jersey Devil. How did you get involved in this one?
Well, it was on a series called Monster Hunters that I created with my partner, Shira. And, I mean, people have asked me, you know, I love to talk about the Jersey Devil because people ask me, what is the creepiest, you know, weirdest place you've ever been? And I always tell them, southern New Jersey in the Pine Barrens on a hunt for the Jersey Devil. I mean, this is definitely the scariest, creepiest place I've ever been. And, I've been in Puerto Rican jungle and the hunt for chupacabra and the yowie and everything else, but this place, there's something about this place that is really creeps me out, and it creeps a lot of other people out. Down in Leeds Point, there's a whole history to this thing that is just phenomenal. This is a pristine wilderness, 2 million hectares of swamp and sandy dunes covered in pine trees. And at night, this place gets very creepy. The noise volume goes up like 100%. It's like, I don't know, some cicadas, some kind of bugs, but it's the moment the sun drops below the horizon, you've got noise like you're in the Amazon. And on top of that, this place is just riddled with ghost towns, forgotten towns, family plots, tombstones you stumble over in the middle of the night. And we're out there with a team of people that believe if you find the birthhouse of the Jersey Devil, you find the source of its power. And this is a creature that is definitely into the realm of the paranormal. So you have a feeling when you're out there that it knows what you're doing. And in fact, the people that we were on the hunt with have tracked this, like they have actually felt that this thing was following them around. Oh, as they creepy. Follow up on sighting reports, and they're, you know, the sighting reports, a correlation between the sighting reports and their own movement and where this creature has been showing up. You're right, it is a legend. It goes back 265 years. Supposedly Mother Leeds had a, you know, 12 children. The 13th child came along. She said, don't want another kid. Let this one be a devil. And this child, baby was born, transformed into this bat-winged, cloven-hoofed creature that, in some of the stories, killed its parents and flew out the window in to haunt the Pine Barrens forever. Sounds like a nice tale, except that, as you say, there have been thousands of sighting reports and very scary encounters that people have had. We're talking, I mean, 1908, which is not exactly ancient times, there was a week where the Jersey Devil was sighted across three states, and trolley cars full of people saw it.
What do they describe, Peter?
Well, what they describe, according, even, and I can tell you about my own discussions with the Pineys, the people that live in the Pine Barrens, who are basically the, you know, people that have been there for hundreds of years, and what they describe is something that looks like the mobile horse. It's like a winged Pegasus. And that's what the modern-day Pineys have described to us when we were there. And that's the sort of thing, I mean, they talk about a horse-like face or a, you know, goat-like face. And, you know, it's very scary. I mean, policemen have shot at this thing. And at one point,
the policemen have seen this creature too, then?
Yes, yes, and shot at it in two different states. And also a fire department, this is 1908 now, a fire department trapped a Jersey Devil on the roof of, I think it was the mayor or the fire chief's home, and were blasting it with water, and then they ran out of water and hopped down and attacked them, and they were throwing sticks and rocks at it. And this has all been reported by, you know, firemen.
No, when you say it's horse-like, like Pegasus, does that mean it walks on fours or two?
No, it has two legs.
Two legs, okay.
Yeah, it's kind of creepy, you know. It kind of walks around like on its hind legs and has these little forearms. And, you know, the legend is that there is a birthhouse that burned down. So we actually you know, got some information from descendants of the Leeds family who guard this, you know, it's a funny little town. They guard this secret about where this birth house is.
I mean, is this a tourism attraction?
No.
I mean, could that be
a reason? No, it's not. That's the weird thing. There's a few mentions of it. I mean, there's the Jersey Devil hockey team. Everybody knows the Jersey Devils. They're named after the official state demon of the state of New Jersey.
Of course, there's no more hockey anymore.
No, that's true. but in any case, so there's been speculation, sand hill cranes. Some people believe this could be pterodactyls trapped in limestone that were released. There are other species of animals in the Pine Barrens that exist nowhere else. I think some frogs and other insects and so on. But what's creepy, what happened to us is we were actually in there very late at night, and we had actually been filming. We got lost in the woods at one point. There's, you know, all the ticks have Lyme disease there, so you're kind of walking around and stepping over tombstones, and some of them have names like Smith J. Leeds, you know, which is the name of the Jersey Devil. And but what happened to me, which was very, very kind of sent chills up my spine, was that we went to an area where these hunters had, Jersey Devil hunters, had told us that they'd been out, and a ball, like a child's ball, had just dropped down out of nowhere. And, I mean, there's nobody out there hoaxing stuff on them, because they're just the three of them, and this happened. And I thought, well, let's go back and see where you guys were, and let's see if we can, you know, film you guys there and talk about it. And when I went into those woods, and I actually had the sound gear at that point, and I went far back, I suddenly felt this cold air, and then all of a sudden the sound equipment just died. It just completely died, and I've never seen that happen. I mean, you get a battery thing, and, you know, you get a battery warning, it grows down gradually, but the equipment just flat out, all the power was drained out of it.
That's
and I got chills, and I ran out of there.
Off you went.
Yeah.